Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and other members of the committee. My name is Tom Thompson. I'm a tree farmer from Orford, and I own and manage 2,800 acres in New Hampshire. Before I start, I would like to thank each and every one of you representatives that have chosen to serve the taxpayers of this state. Thank you very much. I'd like to start off by just a question to Mr. Long, and I'm going to raise
questions.
I believe it was he was indicated that 90% of the power would go through New Hampshire and South Massachusetts, Connecticut, and 10% might stay here. And to me, that shows what this issue is really all about. This is about a conduit, using New Hampshire as a conduit to move power, electricity from Canada south of the border of New Hampshire. And that doesn't sound like a real good deal to me. I also will tell you that on the alternate route for the Northern Pass, it cuts across Orford just on the very northeast corner. But then it goes diagonally into Wentworth, which crosses some of my property. So it does cross some of my property. And I would like to raise some questions that, you know, when this comes back up again, because nobody's talked about the view. And I have a little insight about the view assessment, which turns into a view tax. In Orford, and I will leave these photos for you, there's two photos of the Mount Moose lot. One is from my mother's property. One is from a neighbor. One is a $75,000 view assessment. One is a $200,000 view assessment. In this view shed, just in the little corner of Orford, is probably $1 million worth of view assessments, which will be taken off the table as far as property taxes. So if you read this document that was handed out, it talks about bringing all this money into the communities. And I just want everyone to understand, I'm not saying that there won't be some additional money, particularly Franklin, where the substation will be. However, the view assessment, when you look into that view, into those towers, that view assessment is dissolved. Also, the property in which is taken out for the 150-foot right-of-way will be taken off of the tax rolls. In my instance, again, I own 2,800 acres. I purchased the first lot when I was 11 years old. I put my family assets. I decided how I was going to spend my money over the years, and that was a long time ago. And that's where my family asset is. I have an agreement. My wife and I have talked about this. If something happens to me, I end up in a nursing home or vice versa, we have a plan in which we can dissolve some of that property to pay and not have to be a burden to anyone else. So I get a little testy, quite honestly, when the question comes up about eminent domain for the public interest, which 90% goes down south of here, and we're just used as a conduit in the state of New Hampshire. I am all for power in the state of New Hampshire. I think everything should be on the table, and the last nuclear facility in the United States was built when my father was here in Concord as governor. And maybe we ought to be looking at firing up the other reactor that never got built completely. But eminent domain for the public interest is one thing. Eminent domain for a company in another country to process power or a commodity down through which they will then receive profits from in taking our land is not a good deal. And I would also recognize all of the people in this room. And it's all of the people in this room why this bill was killed or is going to go before the full House to be killed, because they drove down from Pittsburgh, from Colebrook, from West Georgetown to express their concerns about what is happening up there. And everyone thinks there's nothing beyond Concord, north of Concord, but in fact there is. And here's living proof.
Representative Rappaport Remick, remind that.
Good. Just one other thing, there was on this sheet, it talks about the jobs that will come into the state of New Hampshire. And there will be jobs, but will they be New Hampshire jobs? I recall the stimulus package, the money that came into New Hampshire, was supposed to be for New Hampshire jobs. But what they didn't tell us was you had to be unionized. And there are not too many facilities up north that are unionized, you know, logging contractors, et cetera. So I would be very leery about the number of jobs that are being proposed here. And I will guarantee you this. Once the land is cleared for the right-of-way and the towers are starting, you know, the concrete and then the towers go up, those will be people, unionized people outside of the state of New Hampshire. I can guarantee that. So what I'm saying is look this over very, very carefully, and I think there's going to be a lot more hearings such as this, and people need to express their concerns. And I thank the folks from the northern country.